He was so kind. And we reward you. See rock and roll in these fucking enormous piss-ass places. So many of my big superstar buddies are having trouble selling out. And I think what you have to do to make sure that you sell out is do lots of stuff, you know, add lots of strings and whistles and all that kind of stuff. So people are kind of going to the theatre, going to see, I mean, you know, fucking you to projections. Projections. Who needs projection? No, I mean, you know, it's a great show. I haven't seen it, but I know it's a great show. How can I go and see it? They're my friends. I will go and see it. But this is a song called Heart to Hang On To. This would go down really great in a stadium.
Soul is turning new.
on how to play, but he won't get far. He thinks it's an easy going high, but he's fucking up just another try. Give him a heart to come on to. He needs a soul that's tender. He needs a heart to come on to.
I'd like to introduce some of England's finest musicians. Playing a Keith Moon composition, which we start with these days. It's called Cobwebs and Strange. Dedicate this to the other dead person in my life tonight, Bill Graham. England has.
Take it out.
This is to test whether the band are drunk or not. They're all hired. You think that's rough? If you think that's rough, you wait and you see the rest of it. Well, it's nice to be back here. It's a long time since I've seen you. These concerts from start to finish are kind of experiments in how much an artist of my caliber can irritate an audience of your caliber. including annoying the band into the bargain. So if I get letters after a concert which says, we wish you'd play more Who material, I don't play more Who material. If people say, we wish you'd play more of those obscure hits from your demo albums, then I don't play them either. I just play what I want to play. Nail that home. Tonight I'm playing, starting this thing with a thing which some of you will know. It's a song called Save It For Later. It was recorded by the English Beat. Save It For Later.
Track.
It's another one from the same record. I just decided to play an old Who song, and somebody's just going to pick me the words. and the dance gives me with my girl. That's fine, I know him all pretty well. But I know sometimes I must get out of lines, burying her behind, with the kids are all right, the kids are all right. Sometimes I know I gotta get away. Bells chime, I know I gotta get away. And I know if I don't, I'll go out of my mind. Better leave her behind, with the kitchen's alright, the kids are alright. I know if I go, things will be a lot better for her. I hear things are fine, but if folks wouldn't let her. I don't mind how the guys kissing with my girl. That's fine, you know, I know them all pretty well. But I know if I don't, I'll go out.
God, that feels like a completely different song. Leave her behind with the kids. It's my love story. It's not quite. I think I wrote it when I was 19. It was about trying to avoid getting married, I think.
Seeing quite enough of the world. It's in the sound of my hearing, and I'm still dining down for pearls. Let me flow into the ocean, let me get back to the sea. Let me be strong, let me be calm, let the tide set me free. I'm falling under bridges that fly up through the sky. I'm traveling down cold land, you know, I'm just a tear in a bleeding's eye. Let me flow into the ocean, let me get back to the sea. Let me be stormy, let me be calm, let the tide set. I want to drown, I want to drown. The
this can't be the same. But I am in the water as far as I can see.
it's a day. We're now going to do this new thing that I've just put out called Psychedelic. The piece is about an hour and 10 minutes long, and it has some projections in it and stuff, and actors come on stage, and it's probably a different kind of experience than you're used to normally, and it's not necessarily meant to be, you know, the greatest thing since rock and roll. It's meant to be, in a sense, a rock and roll event, and we're trying to find our way into doing this kind of thing on the stage in a way that works, because I just like doing it, you know. We've been having a lot of fun with it, I have to tell you. I don't know. It's different every night in a weird way. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And bits of it work and bits of it don't. But we need you to roll with it anyway. And new stuff is never easy. Old stuff is a piece of cake. You know, it's come out and pumped out, won't get fooled again, you'd all go home and cool. Wasn't that great? And I'd go home and I think, wasn't that great again? In fact, that's how I end the show anyway, so I do all that stuff later. The play itself that we're about to show you is a simple thing. It should be easy enough to follow. Some of the things that are happening up on the screen might be a bit confusing because they are meant to be the Ray, who's the rock star and the thing, meant to be his dreams. And the songs themselves don't try and tell the story. The songs just try to, what I've tried to do with the songs is just try to select songs that say something about the big things that are in the back of these guys' minds while they go through this thing. So we're going to go now with a track that has got some play on the radio, the thing that they put out as a single for the album called English Boy. We'll be right back.
dirt on the dirt. Strictly no rock star bullshit on my show. I don't review pop anymore. I talk about anything I like or anything I hate. Talking of which, remember that clapped out 60s Hellraiser, Ray High? Rumor has it the sad old lush can't do it anymore. I mean, make records.
Kick up the bloody arse. Look, I'm running out of your money. If you must be introspective, at least do it in public. Millions want to share in your loneliness and misery.
The press slaughtered me, Rastus. Look, I need to be back in control of my own existence. I'll then leave off, right?
What are you up to, Raby? What keeps you amused? How can you stand this solitude after all that fucking fun? I mean, look at you. What are you now, eh? Hmm? You're mature.
Mature? I'm not mature, I'm just derelict! Look, inside I'm the same as I ever was! I'm working on my own in here, going over some old music that I did in 1970. It's got something special. I can really dream then. It ain't such a bad dream either. Chasing publicity.
But you've got to play the game.
Look, I know too much. I know how it's done.
Of course you do. Come on. Here, this is the place.
No, I'm not going in there. That bloody cow, Ruth Street, and uses that club. She hates my guts.
It's a job to hate your guts. She's a journalist. Come on, come on. Well, you've got to get back in the main street sometime. Well, come on. I mean, you own shares in the place.
That bloody cow wrote that I'm ugly.
Well, you are ugly.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, you are, actually.
Now, bollocks, let's go and have a drink.
My name is Spinner. Her feet under control of the life experience grid is neglecting her job. She makes experience programs. These implement virtual reality systems. The programs are fed to anyone wearing grid life suits. They offer refuge from pollution and radiation during grid sleep curfews. The programs replace life.
Enjoy the present while we hope for the future. Slip on to the life experience grid today.
Sheila. She sent me a Polaroid of herself.
What? That Rosalind?
Yeah. Lying on her mother's grave. It wasn't meant to be funny, it was erotic.
What, you think a photo of a girl laying on her mother's grave is erotic?
Well, she was naked. Star fucking naked.
Oh, what? Was she gorgeous or what?
Yeah. The weird thing was, she had witch's teeth.
Witch's what?
Witch's teeth. Two extra little nibbles below her tits.
Only four nipples for that underprivileged kid.
Yeah, the photo's on the side there. Don't get it wet. She says she can sing and dance. She's dancing topless now in San Francisco.
You know, with four nipples, I could get her a double fee.
Would you believe that after my mention of Ray High last week, he's been seen out in the big city. Andy's been getting up the nose of his sexy manager. Poor old Rastus Knight now has a challenged coke habit. I've always had a soft spot for Rastus, and I've often seen him looking at it. I hear Ray went into my club, so that put an end to happy hour. Why my place anyway, Ray? Nobody there gives two filofaxes about peace and love. I heard about you, Mr. Stinking Rich Has-Been Rodent, drinking vintage Krug as though it was two bob a bottle. I'll be watching out for you.
Thank you.
In answer to your questions, firstly, it wouldn't help you feel secure. In fact, it would defeat you. Secondly, like you, something awful happened to me as a child, but I learned from it. The only power available to you lies in your submission. Isn't that what the photo was all about? Remember, you don't have to bury the pain. You can use it.
I breathe, my throat clenches, but she drinks glue, a dozen different stitches. And finally, a big whale rolls, and I drown in the swill from city sewer holes. Summer's getting longer, deltas gashed, ancient trees uprooted and smashed. Time is generous, more take more. Time is so generous, more take more. More, take more. I must outrun the dinosaur.
You must remember, Rosalind, the great Argus is just like a child and needs to submit to the audience. Do you begin to see the secret?
A relic left to bits and strings, importantless in broken dreams. Time is expensive, more, more. Time is expensive, more. Time is expensive, more, take more. Time is expensive, more, take more. Time is expensive, more, take more. I must have done the dinosaur.
Sign a song I have enclosed. It's from a secret project called Gridlife. The tape you sent shows you can sing. So, sing.
Rising rivers, drowning ships, words in breath, in death heats. The strong survive to win for brutes who grow and see and spread their roots. Cowards, bombs, scaffold coats, like monkeys dressed in monkey suits. Time is plentiful, more take more. Time is plentiful, more take more. Time is so plentiful, more take more. I must outfight the dinosaur.
Time is plentiful,
Athena controls newspapers, TV stations, and all media, including the grid. You're her consumers, and I believe you need truth to develop morality and decency. The grid always provides facts, but facts don't always reveal the truth.
Dear Rosalind, thanks for the new tapes. You did my song very well, but be careful. You must serve the press as well as the audience. For me, a journalist called Ruth Streeting has become a symbol for the establishment. They can't accept a shit like me as any value. The more distasteful Ruth Streeting finds me, the more driven I am to perform, especially for her. Her disgust is the most powerful motivator of the artist in me. And as this is the last time I'm writing to you, I can tell you now something I can hardly believe has happened. I have fallen in love with her.
Thank you. My plan has worked. This is going to be so big. I'm going to act, and soon. So we need to talk about my commission, okay? So phone me. I've really got Ray where I want him now.
I stand beside you. I face the future. I'll admit to you. I'm afraid. I am afraid. As I stand beside you, I have denied you. I'm afraid. I am not drunk now. I am not built down. My windows wound down. I am not brainwashed. I am not running. I am not hiding. My blood's still running. I'm afraid.
Although Ray High's albums have been re-released, decent, normal people will be more interested in young Rosalind. She's a brilliant singer, and with my help has just released a brilliant new record. I predict a smash hit for this talented, sexy young singer, so rudely abused by that slimeball, Ray High.
Thank you.
plan an alternative. I will secretly commandeer one of the Grid Life studios and stage a live rock concert for every single person wearing grid suits. That's 50% of the world's population. The result would be amazing. Everyone who experiences the concert will slip out of their suit and come to the show. They'll be drawn to me. This will produce the biggest live concert audience in history.
Between you and Rastus. Oh, is that how you got the photo?
Oh, Raymond, do me a favor.
Here, what are those marks?
You like them? One in a million people has these.
Yeah, I know. Witch's teeth.
Oh, Rastus! Oh, you fantastic bastard! Harder! Oh, harder!
Oh. You look so predictable. I can't rely on you to blow my brain. You always know which trick to pull. I can't predict you're driving wild insane.
Rosalind's fucking face. But of course I won't, will I? Because it's you in it, eh? You're Rosalind, eh? That was you in the photo, you dirty cow. What, you couldn't have been older than 14? Oh, no wonder Ray started writing to you.
How did you find out? Ah, the witch's teeth. Yeah, me and a couple of friends took it. We were only about 12. Ray believes that Rosalind's Uncle Charlie took it. By force.
Yeah, I knew you were smart, Ruth, but not that smart.
Well, it worked, didn't it? His old records are selling like mad.
So, he wrote your song then, did he?
That would be telling. Okay, Ray, Rosalind doesn't need you anymore. I'm handling her now, okay? You manipulated her. Careful what you say. I might print it.
I don't give a smorgasbord about that little old bollocks you churn out.
Now, Ray, don't get introspective. We've hit the headlines. We're back in calculator country.
Look, I helped her deal with a problem.
She doesn't have a problem.
How do you know she doesn't have a problem?
Because she just doesn't. Do you?
She knows I do. If she was here now, we could ask her, couldn't we? Couldn't we, Rastus?
Well, yeah, we could. If she was here.
Are you saying nothing that I wrote helped her?
You didn't help her. You just made her a fucking star.
Thank you.
song is your own note, your own vibration in the cosmos. All of you will know one another through the other's song. You're blending, getting harmony. As you blend, your song will change. And in the end, your music will turn into a sound so complete that it will show us that we all are one, free. We are in tune.
I know what you two have been up to. More to the point, I know what you've been up to.
Oh, yeah? Well, I know what your game is too, Ray. I've seen all the letters. What a fool you are, Ray Highsmith.
Ruth, you just don't get it, do you?
What?
I knew. I knew all the time.
Loads more. Look, it worked. That's all that matters. He's in his element. This is just the beginning.
Tours, TV, Tootin' Tarts, back where he belongs, on top, for no more bloody letters.
Dear Lily, thank you for the pictures. You look really nice. I'm back in the studio again. The press seem to have finished with me for now. Because of the Ros Nathan affair, my old albums are back in the charts. I'm getting hundreds of letters and photographs now, and for that, I'm very thankful. cruising fast to form a perfect cushion as he lands. A spin hits the crowd, and the long, sustained final chord suddenly ends.
Ray! Ray! I've cut all this crap. Go straight to the single.
Back on the touchline, moving up the board. It foresaw is nearer. But whatever you read in the newspaper, we still don't have any alternative reality. It's all games now. It's all lies and deceit. What happened to the truth? What happened to the dream? What happened to all that lovely hippie shit?
Various assorted
indulgent crap!
I love it.
Jem Ravens, my greatest indulgence.
It's rubber.
Jem Lemonowski!
A rock star with many faces, I hope. And his brilliant, effective manager, played by Lionel Haft. None of them are any people that you know, or think you know. But I hope there's little bits of me in all of them, and I hope there's little bits of you in what you saw, and I hope you enjoyed it. You were so kind, and we reward you now. This is a song called Magic Bus. I do have a special something. Okay, you can part of us. Give me a hundred, I won't take longer. This is for six wonder. You know, this baby, she goes, she goes, she goes.
you. In 1976, I did an album with my friend Ronnie Lane. And this is a sit-down tune, I think. Very slow, very cool number, which, you know, it was great working with Ronnie because he was the guy, I think, who encouraged me to work on my own for the first time. The Who were very active in 76. In fact, we played at Winterland, I think, in 1976. And it was the last concert, one of the last concerts there, perhaps. Anyway, it was our last concert for Bill there, Bill Graham there. And I don't know how you feel about that. I just can't believe that Winterland isn't there anymore. It just seems like a complete travesty. The kind of size hall that it's great to play rock and roll in is about 5,000, I think. You know, so you get theatres like this, which are 1.5 or 3 or whatever, or arenas which are 15, 20, or stadiums which are 80. And none of this stuff is right. 5,000 is good. You should build some places before it's too late, because, you know, something that's happening, I think, is that people just don't want to go and see rock and roll in these fucking enormous piss-ass places. So many of my big superstar buddies are having trouble selling out. And I think what you have to do to make sure that you sell out is do lots of stuff, you know, add lots of strings and whistles and all that kind of stuff. So people are kind of going to the theatre, going to see, I mean, you know, fucking you to projections. And projections, who needs projection? No, I didn't know it was a great show. I haven't seen it, but I know it's a great show. I'm going to go and see it. I'm going to go and see it. They're my friends. I will go and see it. But this is a song called Heart to Hang On To. This would go down really great in a stadium.
He says he only lives for beer, but deep in his heart you hear a cry of fear. Give him a heart to hang on to, give him a soul that's tender near. Give me a heart to hang on to, a heart to hang on to. Danny wants to save for a new guitar. He wants to learn to play, but he won't get far. He thinks it's an easy going high, but his fucking life just another try. I'll give him a heart to come on to. He needs a soul that's telling me. He needs a heart to hang on to. I got a lot of requests when I was in LA for a song called Naked Eye. I'm gonna just gonna squeeze it in. Take a little dove and walk out in the air. The stars are all connected to the brain. I find me a woman, I find a stronger brain. Her pleasure comes falling down like rain. I get ourselves a car, we feel powerless. Oh, now we're really in control. It all looks fine when you look with a naked eye, but it don't really happen that way at all. Don't happen that way at all. I hold the gun, you hold the wound. looking in each other's eyes. We both know we know what's right. We both know we know what's wrong. We tell ourselves so many lies. We're not pawns in any game. We're not tools with bigger men. There's only one who can really move us all. It all looks fine to the naked eye, but it don't really happen that way at all.
place.
So we got a place to play.
We got a place to play. Thank you.
Paladino on bass. It's difficult to think of anybody that Tino hasn't played with, but I first met Tino when he played with Paul Young back in those days. You still work with Paul Young occasionally, yeah. Wonderful bass player. And I said, you're a wonderful bass player. He's fucking deaf. He's like, you're a wonderful bass player, Tino. Samuel Phillips on drums. He's worked with Mick Jagger, The Who, and is currently in Toto. Tutu in Toto. You're actually a member of Toto, aren't you? Yeah. So he gets 1/27th of everything that they do, right? Well, there's a lot of them, and they're all unbelievably big and Greek looking. Except you. On keyboards, my old buddy. This guy's lived in England for a long time. He first worked with me on the Rough Mix album I mentioned earlier with Ronnie Lane. John Rabbit Bundrick from Texas originally. He's worked with The Who and many, many other people. On rhythm guitar, also works a lot with Eric these days, going back to work with Eric this fall. Andy Feller alone. I saw Andy do a blues night with Eric at the Albert Hall. They just played just blues stuff. They didn't play the bossa nova version of Layla. In fact, nobody even asked for it. And afterwards, Eric said to me, you know, it's great this blues night because you know, people really appreciate it. Nobody even asked for Layla. I said, I can tell you why. Craig Kissoon on vocals. Sang on the bossa nova version of Layla. Very sweet, you too. Billy Nichols on vocals. And Billy also organised this thing for me, the band side of it. Usually does. Braddock did the music, the dots. Yeah. Billy did the phone calls. And on the mouth organ, the inimitable Peter Hope Evans. I haven't yet been out without him, so I don't know. But he's really, I don't know whether you agree, but I think he's misbehaving. I think he's getting a bit predictable, as we say. Well, that was just a rest in disguise. When the Who did their last couple of albums, it was quite difficult for me to come up with material that I thought was right for the band, and a lot of the time I kind of drifted. And on the Face Dances album, I pulled in a track which was very, very personal, and I didn't really think it would work for the band, but it worked very, very well, and it actually got us a kind of radio hit. It's a track called You Better, You Better.
You better.
To be back here in this hall, which reminds me so much of a great gig we did here with the Who many years ago. Reminds me of Keith Moon and Bill Graham and so many other people that I have lost, and I suppose you've lost them too. I'd like to give this dedicate this song to them tonight, and also to my local hero, a guy called Dr. Billy. It's called Won't Get Fooled Again. We'll be fighting in the streets with our children on our feet. Tip my hat to the new constitution, take a bow for the new revolution, smiling grim at the change all around, pick up my guitar and play, just like yesterday, then I'll get on my knees. Don't get fooled! Some hope.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My weird stuff tonight, I don't know quite what to do now. Sensation. Just talking about my generation. My generation. This is my generation, baby. I told you I do what I like these days. Goodbye. It's been great playing to you. It really has. I've enjoyed this tour. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.